Shalom aleichem, Aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim in our Kodesh. Beizer Hashem Mizborach. We are continuing the seventh topic of Parashat Mishpatim, Momoin Hamazik, property that damaged. So far, we learned three out of six parashiyos of this topic. We learned about a shoyl shehemis, an ox that killed. We learned about a boyer, a pit, and we learned about a shoyl shehizik, an ox that damaged by killing another ox. And now we have left to learn the final three parashiyos of this topic. Parsha number four, a ganav. Although this has nothing to do with momoin hamazik, it's not my property that's damaging, it's me that's the ganav. Nevertheless, I didn't start a new topic because Parsha 5 and 6 go right back to momoin hamazik. Parsha 5 is about the mazik of shein veregel, if an animal eats or tramples, namely it does something that it's normal for it to do, as opposed to Parsha number 1 and 3, Shoyl Shehemis and Shoyl Shehizik, which is an abnormal action for an ox to do. And Parsha number 6, Eish, if a person lit a fire and it got out of control and it damaged, he is responsible for the damages. And let us begin B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the fourth Parsha of Ganav. Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Lamed Zayin. Ki yignoiv ish shoy roise utvachoy oy mechoroi chamisho vokor. Yishalem tachas ha-shoyr ve-arba'tzoin tachas ha-seh. If a man steals an ox or a seh, the word seh includes sheep and goat. U'tvochoyoy mechoroy, and he proceeds to shecht these animals or sell them, then he has to pay five times the ox and four times the sheep or goat. The word tzoin, like the word seh, includes sheep and goat. And why is there a difference? Why by an ox is it five times, and by a sheep goat it's only four times? Says Rashi, two pshatim. Chamisha bokor, omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chosam mokim el kvoidon shel briyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pity on the honor of his creatures, even a ganav. Shoyl shohilech beraglov, v'loy nisbaz aboy a ganav, l'noyse al kseifoi, m'shalam chamisha. An ox that walks with its own feet. And the ganav is not embarrassed by carrying it on his shoulder, and therefore he pays five times. Mashen kin se, a sheep or goat, shenuzel kseifo, he has to carry it on his shoulder. Mishalem arbo, he only pays four. Hoil v'niz bazaboy, because he was already embarrassed by carrying the sheep goat on his shoulder in the street. That's one pshat. A second pshat, omer abmeir, bo yurei kama gdoilo kuyicho shel malocho. How powerful is work? Shoyl shebitloi memelachtoi chamisha, an ox that you, by stealing it, you prevented it from working. An ox works in the field. Then you have to pay five times. Mashen ken yiseh, a sheep or goat shelei bitloi memelachtoi, those animals don't work, then only al bo'o. Tachas ha-shoyl, tachas ha-seh. Although above, in the mazik of bor, we learned, when it says, V'nofal shomo shoyr oy chamoyr, Rashi told us it's lav davka. It's any animal that falls into a pit is going to be chayiv. Over here, when it says shoyr and seh, it's davka, these three animals. An ox, a sheep, and a goat. How do we know that? Shno nakosu v'datoy repeats the word shoyr and seh, seemingly unnecessarily. It could have simply said, chamisha boko yeshalem. V'arba tzoin. Why did it say tachas ha-shoyr and tachas ha-seh? Lo yimar to teach us. Shein midat tashlumi arbo v'chamisha neheges elo b'shoyr v'seh bilvad. These payments of five and four are only applicable to these three animals, no other animals. The following perek chof beis is complete amaratzis and could only have been done by a goy. The next pasuk is a direct continuation of the parasha of ganav. And therefore, take your pen and make an X on this chav base. Im b'machteres imotzei ganov v'hukov ameis ein eloi domim. If this ganav that we're talking about was found digging a hole, digging a tunnel, getting into the house of the baal habayis, a tunnel lav davka. The point is, he's sneaking in and he's trying to steal, and v'hukov ameis the baal habayis kills the ganav. Ein loy domim. It's not considered ritzicha, because this ganav is considered a dead man before he started, as Rashi will explain. Says Rashi, in Bamachteres, Kishoya Choyseres Abais, he was digging a tunnel to get into the house. Ein loy domim, ein zuretzicha. Hareyu kemeis me koroi. The ganav is a dead man before he started. Why? Kan limedcho toiro, this is where the toiro teaches us. In bole holgo cho hashkim leogoi, if somebody comes to kill you, you kill him first. Ay, the ganav is not coming to kill, he's just coming to steal. Says Rashi, no. Vezele holgo chobo. How do I know? Shere yoideyahu shein odom mamid atzmoy veroye shenoitli mamoyne befona veshoisek. The Ganav knows very well that a Balabais is not going to stand by and let the Ganav steal his stuff. Rather, he's going to come fight. Lefichoch al menas kein bo, the Ganav is also coming to fight. Shemiyamoid ba'al amomen kenegdoi, yargenu. If the owner of the money, of the house, is going to not let the Ganav steal, the Ganav will end up killing him. And therefore the Ganav is coming to kill, and therefore you kill him first. Posuk beis im zorcho Hashem eshalov domim loy shalem yeshalem im ein loy v'nim kal b'gnei vosoy. But if it's clear to you that this ganav over here that's sneaking into your house is at peace with you, namely, at most he wants to steal from you, he's not going to kill you. It's clear to you that he's at peace with you, just like the sun brings peace to the world when it rises. For instance, it's your father coming to steal from you. Even if the father is willing to steal from his son, he will never kill his son. Then this father is not a dead man. And if the son kills him, that's called ritzicha. You're not allowed to kill him because he had no intention to kill you. Rather, he's just a ganav. And what does he have to do? Shalem yeshalem. He has to pay you the money that he stole. If he doesn't have, then he'll be sold for the gneva, like we saw at the beginning of the parasha, machu bezdin. But you have no right to kill him. Says Rashi, im zolcho Hashemesh olof, ein ze elokim in moshul. This sun is a moshul. This doesn't mean literally the sun rising. Rather, it means im boru lecho adavor sheyesh lo sholem imoch. That this person has peace with you. Kishemesh azeh shu sholem la'olam, just like the sun brings peace to the world. Kach poshut lecho she'enoi bo laharoig afilu yamoid ba'al amomen kenegdoi. Even if the owner of the house, the owner of the property, stands up against him, he will not kill him. Kigoin av achoisa lignoiz momen benoi. A father coming to steal his son's money. B'yodu asheracham yoav ala ben. It is known that the father has mercy over his son. He will never kill him. Then, domim loy, kechayu choshuv, the father is considered alive. He's not a dead man. That is considered murder if the son kills his father. Rather, let him live. Shalem yeshalem. At most, he has to pay. Shalem yeshalem aganav momen shegonav veinu chayev misa. He's not a ganav that's chayev misa. Says Rashi, Unkulu says a different pshat in this Zolcho Hashemesh Olov. It's also a moshul, but a moshul to something else. Ve'unkulu shetil geimim eino de sahadayo nefolas aloihi, which means if the eyes of the Edim fell on him, lokach lo shita acheres. Unkulu is doing differently. Loimal, she'im etza'uhu Edim kuidim shebo balabais. If Edim found this ganav before the balabais showed up, ukshebo balabais negdoi. Balabais comes in and he sees what's happening. And the Edim gave Hasra to the Balabais. They told him not to kill the Ganav. Then, if the Balabais kills the Ganav, domim loy. He is chayev for Ratzicha. Chayev olivim ogoy. Why? Why don't we say in Bole Holgo Hashem lo ogoy? Because in this case, he's not Bole Holgo. Shemeachar sheyesh roim loy. They're Edim watching the scene. He has no intention to kill the balamomin, and therefore you have no right to kill him. Pozeg gimel im himotzei v'yodoi hagenevo mishoi rad chamoi radze chayim shenayim yeshalem. This posuk is continuing posuk lamed zayin In Posuk Lamed Zayin, we said he stole an ox or a sheep goat and he shechted it or he sold it. Then you have to pay 5 times or 4 times. But im himotze im timotze v'yode agnevo, if the item that he stole was found intact, whether it be an ox, whether it be a donkey, whether it be a seh, chaim, and they're alive, it was not shechted and it's by the ganav, shnayim yeshalim, then the ganav has to pay double. This whole story of Posuk Aleph and Beis of Im Bamachteret Himotze Aganov is sort of in brackets. Im Himotze Timotze is continuing the story of Posuk Lamed Zayin. Could be this bracket that's what threw the goy off and he put a perek of Beis over there in the middle. It says Rashi, Im Himotze Timotze Biyode, Bir Shusoi. Biyode doesn't mean literally a hand. Rather, it means in his property. Namely, Shaloi Tova Voloi Mochal. He didn't shecht, he didn't sell. Mishoir Ad Chamoir. Anything is included in paying double. Not only shoyr, chamoyr, and se, which are animals. Rather, bein sheyesh b'ruach ha'chaim, bein she'in b'ruach ha'chaim. Even inanimate objects. How do I know? We're going to see in the next topic, in the topic of shoymrim. There it also talks about a ganav. And over there it says, al se, al salmo, al kol avedo. Salmo is a clothing article. It's Ein Biruach Haim. Yeshalim Shnaim L'Re'eyu. There it says you got to pay double, even if it's not a Bal Chai. Chaim Shnaim Yeshalim. Rashi is making a drasha. The posha pshat is you got to put a comma after the word Chaim. Namely, Imimotze Timotze Biyoda Agneva Mishoirat Chamoiratze Chaim, comma, Shnaim Yeshalim. Rashi is darshaning. Chaim Shnaim Yeshalim. You may not pay back a dead animal. Elochaim, you have to pay back the live animal if it's alive. And if it's not alive, you have to pay dmeichaim, the value of the live animal. You can't say, take this dead animal, it's yours. It's not. You stole a live animal, that's what you have to pay back. On to the fifth topic, fifth parsha of our topic. Pasuk Dalet. Ki aver ish sodoi cherem veshilach es beiroi uvi'ir bizdeachir meitav sodehu meitav kamo yeshalem. Rashi learns that the words yaver, beiroi, and bi'ir all mean animal. And according to that, the posuk means if a person sends his animal into an orchard, into a field, or into a vineyard, and when he sends its animals, what do animals do in a field? Of course, they damage. So then, if you want to pay cash, value the damage that you damage and pay cash, whatever you damaged. But if you want to pay karka, you want to pay land, the worth of what the damage was, then says the posuk, you got to pay meitav sodeyu umeitav kamo yeshalem. You got to pay the top quality land, the top quality fields and vineyards. Rashi brings down the Gemara that this posuk is referring to a specific mazik, called Shein V'Regel. V'Shilach es Bi'iroi refers to when an animal tramples things as it walks. And Ubir B'Zde'achel refers to when an animal eats and consumes. The Mazik of Shein. It's important to note that Targum learns not like Rashi. Targum says that the word Yav'er, the second word in the Pasuk, and the word Ubi'er B'Zde'achel does not come from the word animal. Rather, it means to consume. The only word in this pasuk that means animal is bi'iroi. It doesn't change the meaning of the pasuk, but it does change a literal translation of the word yaver and ubir. Says Rashi, ki yaver es bi'iroi ubir. These three words, kulam loshen behemo, k'moi anachnu uve'ireinu. Ki yaver, what does that mean? You walk your animals through a field or a vineyard of your friend. In one of these two types of hezek. That's v'shilach es be'iroi. Which means ubir b'zde'achel. And what is the difference between these two types of damages? When the animal tramples as it walks. Ubir unizki ashein, hoi cheles umuva eres, when it eats and it consumes. Bishdei achel, besode shel ish achel. Meitav Sodei Yerushalayim, Shominis HaNezek. First you evaluate what the damage was. V'im bo l'shalem lo'i karka madmei nizkoi. If the mazik chooses to pay with karka, then Yerushalayim lo'i mimeitav Sodei Yerushalayim. You got to pay from the best of your fields. Namely, im ho'yo nizkoi sela. Let's say the damage was one sela. Yitan lo'i shove sela mi'idit sheyesh lo'i. You give land worth a sela, but mi'idis, from the top quality land. Damages are paid from the top quality field. On to the sixth and last parasha of the topic of Nizkei Momoi. Ki seitzei eish umotzo koitzim v'nechal godish oya komo oya sodeh shalem yeshalem hamavires habeiro. If a person lights a fire in his own property and it gets out of hand and it leaves his property, and by means of thorns, it travels on to a godish, which means a pile of grain, oyakomo, or grain that's connected to the ground. Or it consumes a field, a plowed field, and it singes the ground that ruins the plowed field. Shalem yeshalem amavir asabeiro. The one who started the fire has to pay for the damages for not guarding, for not watching his fire, from not leaving where it's supposed to leave from. Says Rashi, ki seitzei eish afilu me'atzmo. I didn't light the fire in his property. I lit it in my property, but it left on its own. Nevertheless, I'm responsible. Umotzo koitzim, koitzim means thorns. But we're not dealing with that I damaged the thorns. Thorns are worthless. The point is, it damaged, it by means of thorns, it passed on to v'ne'echal godish. It singed, it consumed a pile of grain. Shilichacho bekoitzim, it singed the thorns. The main point is that it damaged the godish and the komo, not the koitzim. It singed a plowed field. And then you'll have to plow it again. Time is money. I lit it in my own property. On its own, al yedei koitzim shemotzo, through the thorns, chayv l'shalem. I didn't wash my coal, that it shouldn't go out and damage. Adkan, the mazik of Eish. Adkan, the seventh topic of Momen HaMazik, with the six parashiyos of Shoyr Shehemis, a shoyr that killed, a boir, a shoyr shehizik, a shoyr that killed another animal. The fourth parasha, Ganav, I'm not sure how it came in the middle of the topic of Momen HaMazik, the fifth parasha of Shein Veregel, and the sixth of Eish. To sum up, what we see so far in Parashas Mishpatim, topic number one, Eved Ivri Omo Ivriya, topic number two, Retzicho, topic number three, Maki Ovi Ve'imoi, topic four, Goinev Ishu Mechoroi, topic five, Mekalel Ovi Ve'imoi, topic number six, Choyvel, a human being damaging another human being, and topic number seven, Momoin HaMazik. Shalom Aleichem Aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth topic of Parshas Mishpatim, the topic of Shoimrim, Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Vov. The topic contains three parshiyos. The first one, a Shoimer Chinom. Somebody watches something for his friend for free. The second one, a Shoimer Sochor, a paid watchman. And the third one, a Shoyel, a borrower. Included in the parasha of Shoyel is also Soichel, a renter. And let us begin B'siyatu D'Shmaya, the parasha of Shema Chino. Posuk Vov. Ki yitein ish el ri'ehu kesef oichilim lishmoyer ve'gunav mi'beis ho'ish im yimotzei aganov yeshalem shenoyim. If a man gives his friend money or vessels to watch, and we're talking about a Shema Chinom, the watchman is not getting paid for his services. The gunav mibeis ha'ish. The ish over here is referring to the shoymer. The shoymer claims that it was stolen from his house. Im yimotzei haganov yeshalem shenoyim. If we find the ganav, then the ganav has to pay double to the owner of the item. But im lo yimotzei haganov v'nikra ba'al habayis elohu Elohim im lo yisholach yodoi bimleches re'ehu. If the ganov was not found, then v'nikra ba'al habayis, the owner of the house where the item is being watched, in other words, the shoimer, he has to come to ho Elohim, which refers to Bezdin, and he has to swear that he is not the ganav. That is the poshut pshat in the words im lo sholach yodoy mimelech esreihu. Chazal darshan from this, not only does he have to swear that the item is not by him, he also has to swear that he never used the item while it was under his shmira. Because if he used it even once, even if he put it back, from here on in, he'll be chayiv no matter what happens, even if an oynis happens. And he has to swear another shvua that he was not posheya, that it was stolen from his house, but he was not negligent in watching it. Says Rashi Posuk Vov, v'guna b'beiso ish, that's not a fact, rather, l'fi dvorov, that's the claim of the shomer. Im imotzei ganov, then yeshalim ganov shnaim lebailim, the ganov pays double to the bailim. Im lo imotzei ganov, ubo ha-shomer hazeh, shehu ba'al habayis, that's the ba'al habayis in the Posuk, referring to the shomer. V'nikrav el hadayonim, that is the translation of the word Elohim, lodun im zeh, to have a din Torah with this person, that he, the shomer, did not steal the item. And after making that shvua, or shvuois, according to Chazal, the shomer chino will be potter from paying for the gneva. Pozuk ches al kol deval pesha, al shoir, al chamoir, al se al salmo, al kol aveido, Asher yomar ki hu ze ad ho Elohim yavoy devar sheneihem Asher yarshiun Elohim yishalem shenayim lereihu. But what happens if this shomer lied? He did a pesha, he did an avera by lying and swearing that it was stolen. Whether it was an ox, whether a donkey, whether a sheep goat, whether a clothing article, whether any item that the shomer claims was lost, but really, Asher yoyman ki hu zeh, there are eidim that are claiming that that item that the shomer claims was stolen or lost is sitting in his house. So now we have the shomer's shvua versus the eidim's testimony. What do we do? Ad ho Elohim yavoy dvar shnehem. Both parties come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will have to figure out who's saying the truth. Asher yarshiun Elohim, whoever Beis Din decides is the Rasha and he's the liar, yeshalem shnayim l'riyehu, he's going to have to pay double. In other words, if the Edim are right and the Shomer indeed lied and swore falsely, he is called a toyin tainas ganov, you claimed it was stolen when really you are the ganov, you now have to pay the bailim double. And if the Edim turn out to be liars, they are zoymimim. The punishment of Edim Zoymimim is they have to pay the Shomer what they wanted to make him lose, namely, also double. Says Rashi al kol dvar pesha, sheimotzei shakron b'shvuosoi. If we find out that the Shomer is a liar when he swore, how? So yoidu Edim shehu atzmei gonvoi, he himself stole it. V'yarshiuhu Elohim al piya o'edim. And Beis Din turns him into a rosha based on the Edim. Then, Yeshalem shnayim l'riyehu. L'medchu ha'kosu. Sh'ato yen b'pikodon lo'imar nignav emenu. Somebody claims about an item that was given to him, that it was stolen, v'nimtso shuhu atzmei gonvoi, meshalem tashlumei keifo. But vei mosai, when is this true? That's only bizman shenishba v'achar kach bo edim. That's only if he swore that it was stolen and then edim came. Shekach doshu rabbeinu, chazal darshan, v'nikra ba'al habayis eloho Elohim. What does that mean? Krevozu, it means a shvua he swore. Ato oimer l'shvua oy enu elo ledin. Who tells you? Who told you that v'nikra ba'al habayis eloho Elohim means he made a shvua? Maybe it means he came to Beis Din for a din Torah. Namely, shekevon shebo ledin. Once he's already handling in the din Torah, v'kofa loimar nignevo, and the shomer claims it was stolen even before he swore about it, maybe miyad yischayv kefel imbo edim shu biyodoi. If edim come at this point, even before the shvua, maybe the shomer will be chayv kefel. Says Rashi, no, because ne'emar kan shlichus yad. In posuk zayin, by the words v'nikra ba'al habayis elo Elohim, it says shlichus yad. V'ne'emar lamato later on in the parasha of shomer sochor, in posuk yud, it also says shlichus yad. And over there it says explicitly, Shvuas Hashem tihye bein shneim im lo yisholach yodoy. It says you make a shvua. Mala alon, where it says shlichus yad, it says shvua, avkan, the words v'nikra ba'al abayis el ho Elohim, next to shlichus yad, also are referring to shvua. So only after the shomer made a shvua, and then Edim came, then he'll be chayiv kefil for the toyan tainas ganav. Asher yoimar ki hu ze, says Rashi, lefi pshutoi, the posha pshat in these words is, asher yoimar ho eid, the eid is testifying, ki hu ze shenishbato olav. This is the item that you swore was stolen. Harayu etzlecha, what are you talking about? It's in your house. Adadayonim, yovoy dvar shneim. The words of the Shomer, namely his Shvua, and the testimony of the Edim have to come to Bezdin. V'yachkeru eso Edim, they'll interrogate the Edim, v'im ksheirim heim, if the Edim are kosher Edim, v'yarshi uhu l'shomer zeh, and they'll turn the Shomer into a rosho, then yishalem shnayim, the Shomer has to pay double. But v'im yarshi uhu eso Edim, if Bezdin decides that the Edim are geshoim, shenim tzu zoimimim, they lied, then yishal nuhem, shnayim l'shomer, then they have to pay the shomer double. Rabbi Yisenu zaldol shul kihuzeh, to mean something entirely different. Ashe yoimar kihuzeh, according to Droshas Chazal, is not the Edim saying that this is the item you claim was stolen. Rather, this is the shomer talking, that the shomer is admitting to part of the claim, what we call moide bemiktas. Le'lameid shein mechayvi noise shvua, you're not mechayev the shomer. A shvua Elohim kein unless hoido bemiktas loimal, he admitted partially. Kach v'kach ani chayev l'cho v'amoiso nignavi meni. I owe you partial, and the rest, I claim that it was stolen. Only in the case of moide bemiktas, then does the shomer swear. And Chazal take this din of Moide B'miktas, even if it's not in the context of a Shomer Chinam, any claim between two people that one of them was Moide B'miktas, partial admitting, he's Chayev Shvua to swear that he doesn't owe the rest. But, as Rashi points out, that was a drash. The Posha Pshad is, Ashiyoyim HaKiyuzeh, is the Edim talking and saying, this is the item that you claim was stolen is sitting in your house. Ad Kan Shomer Chinam. And the Shemal Sochor posuk tes ki yitein ish el rei'ehu chamoy roishoy roiseh v'chol behemo lishmoyr umeis hoy nishbo ein roi'eh. If a man gives his friend a donkey or an ox or a sheep, goat or any other animal to watch, and this parasha is talking about for pay, this is a Shemal Sochor, a paid watchman, and then what happened? An oynes happened. Something beyond his control. For instance, mace, the animal died. Oynishbar, it broke. Oynishbo, it was taken captive. Ein roye'eh, but there are no edim to testify that that's what happened. If there were edim to testify that that's what happened, he would be off the hook. A shomer sochor is part of an oynsin. But if nobody saw what happened, then Shevuas Adonai tihye bein shneihem im lo yisholach yodoi bimleches ri'ehu velokach be'olov velo yishalem. Then there should be a shvua. Bezdin is mechayev the shomer a shvua. That what? Besides for swearing that an oynes happened, he also has to swear im lo yisholach yodoi bimleches ri'ehu, that he did not use the item at any point during the shmirah. Because if he did use the item, he will be chayev anointing even if he put it back after he finished. And then velokach be'olov velo yeshalim. The bailim, the owner of the item, has to take the shvua, accept it as truth, and the shomer does not have to pay. Says Rashi posuk tes ki ten ish el ri'ehu chamoy rishoyir par shorishoyno nemro b'shem achino lefichor pota boyes agnevo kmo shekosu v'gunad mebeiso ish. Im lo yimotzi aganov nikra ba'al abayis l'shvuo. Lomadeto shepoiter atzmoi b'shvuo zu. That Hashem Chinom patters himself with the shvuo if he claims that it was nignevo. But uparsha zu amura b'shem asochor. Lefichoch, being that he's paid for his work, ain't potter in nignevo. He will not be potter if he claims it was stolen. Kamu shakosu will see in posuk at aleph. Vim gonev yugonev me'imo yeshalim. He's going to have to pay for it. אבל על האוימס, כגוין, אימס מעצמו, אוי נשבע, אוי נשבע, בחוזקו על די לישטים, robbers forced it out of him, ואין רויה שיועי בדובור, there is no edus, then, שבוע עשה שם תהיה, יישוב אשר קיינו כדבורו, he has to swear that that's indeed what happened, that an oimis happened, מייס נשבע אוי נשבע. Besides for that שבוע, he also has to swear, והוא לא שולח בו יד, להשתמש בו לעצמוי, he didn't use it. Shem sholach bo yad, ve'achar kach nenzo, then chayev bo oinsin. Once you use it, then you're chayev no matter what happens. This din is true by a shomer chinam, as I mentioned before. But for some reason, Rashi chose to speak it out over here and not over there. Ve'lokach be'olov ha'shvuo, the Bailam takes the shvuo, he accepts it as truth, ve'lo yeshalam lo yashomer klum. Posuk Yud Aleph, Im Gonoiv Yigonev Meimo, Yeshalem Liv Olov. But if it was stolen from the Shema Socho, then the Shema Socho is Chayim Agneva, and he's going to have to pay the Bailam the worth of the item that was stolen. Posuk Yud Beis, Im Toreif Yitoreif, Yivi Ehu Eid, Hatereifo, Lo Yeshalem. If the animal was ripped up by another wild animal, an oines, Yevi'ehu aid, bring aid him that that's what happened, and then the Shomer Socho will be potter. And Hatreifo lo yeshalem, he does not have to pay for the animal. Why the Torah separates this type of oines from the other oinesim mentioned in Pasuk Tes, meis oinishba, I don't know. L'chayra, it's the same exact din. If there are aidim, you're potter, and if not, you'll make a shvua. Says Rashi, im torifi torif al yidei chayoro, through a wild animal. Yivi ehu eid, yovi eidim, shenitrefo bo'ines upotu, ha-trefo lo yeshalem. Eni oimer trefo lo yeshalem, elo ha-trefo, the trefo you don't pay. Because, yesh trefo shu meshalem, yesh trefo shenu meshalem. Certain wild animals that rip up the shoyer, chamoyer, and seh, will be chayev and others won't. Namely, trefas chatul veshual unemiyo meshalem. If a cat or a fox, or an emia, I think it's translated as a bobcat, some type of small wild animal that you could deal with, you could shoo away, you could fight with, and you didn't, then you do have to pay. That's not called an oinus. You should have taken care of that. Masha'en kein trefas ze'ev, ve'ari, ve'doiv, ve'nochosh, a wolf, or a lion, or a bear, or a snake, then you don't have to pay for that, because that's a complete oinus. Who told you that there's a chilik between what animal ripped it up? Look at all the oinsim together. An animal dies, nobody could save the animal. So too, we're talking about that it's impossible to save. And who had in treifa in our pasuk? Mashenke, nachotul, a cat, a shul, a fox, and an amia, they're small enough that you could have taken care of it. Adkan shema socho, unto shoyel. Posuk yud gimel, v'chish al ish, me'im re'ehu, v'nishbar oimeis, be'olov ein imoi, shalem yeshalem. And if somebody borrows an item from his friend and it breaks, or if it's an animal and it died, if the bailim, if the owner of the item was not with the shoyel at the time of the borrowing, then the shoyel has to pay. A shoyel is chayev in oinsin, even something that's beyond his capabilities to watch that it shouldn't happen. But im be'olav imoy lo yeshalem im sochiru bo bischoroi. If the bailim, the owner of the item, was working with the shoyel at the time that the shoyel borrowed the item, and then later on an oinus happened, the shoyel will be potter. Why? I don't know. Pashtus is exeris hakosuf. Im sochir hu, if he wasn't a borrower, rather a renter, he's paying for the services, then he will not be chay for oinsin, because bobis choy. That's what I paid for. I paid for the item, for the services. Therefore, I'm potter from oinsin. What will I be chayiv? Will I be a shomer chinam? Or like a shomer socher? That's a machlokes tanoim, as Rashi will tell us. Says Rashi, v'chi yishal, bolela meida la shoyev shachayim ba'oinzin. That's the chiddush of this parasha. Be'olov einimoy, im be'olov shal shoyer einoy, im ha'shoyel b'melachtoy. Then, you have to pay. But in Baal of Imoy, Bein Shehu Ba'oisa Melocha, Bein Shehu Ba'Melocha Acheres. Even if the Bailam is not working with the Shoyl with this item that he borrowed, it could be any other Melocha. Hoyo Imoy B'Shas She'elo, at the time of the borrowing, Eino Yitzorich Lioiz Imoy B'Shas Shviro Omeisa. It doesn't have to be that he's with him at the time that the Oynes happened. As long as he was with him at the time of the borrowing, he's potter for the duration of this borrowing. Im Sochir Hu, Im Ashoir Einoi Shaul Eloi Sochur, it was rented, it's paid for, Bobis Chogoi Liada Soichar Azev, Eloi B'Sheilo, and therefore Vein Kol Ano Shaloi, he's not getting full benefits, like a Shoil is, he didn't pay for it. Shariyal Yod Alidei Schovoi Nishtamesh, I'm paying for the services, and therefore Vein Loi Mishpat Shoil is Chai Boinzin, but what, yes, V'loi Pirash Madinoi, Im Keshem Achinom, Im Keshem Osocho, Lefiroch Nechlo Kaboi Chach Me Yisroel, Soichar Keitzad Meshalem, Ramei Roimer Keshem Achinom, that he's Potter on Gneivo, and he's only Chayev if he was a Peshea, if he was negligent, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Keshem HaSochor, and he's Chayev on Gneiva also, and he's only Potter on Oinzin. It's interesting that the Torah put a Parsha Psucha in between Shomer Sochor and Shoyel. The difference between a Parsha Stuma and a Parsha Psucha, a Stuma means, where it says Samach, it's a Stuma, namely it's a new paragraph, but starting on the same line in the Torah, as opposed to a psucha, a new paragraph, but starting in a new line. I would have assumed a new line means a newer topic, a new beginning. And l'chayra over here, shoyel is part of the three parshiyos of the topic of shoymrim. So I don't know why there's a parsha psucha in between shoymer sochor and a shoyel. Unless you'll tell me that my assumption is completely wrong, that the psucha is not a bigger new topic than a stuma. Adkan, the eighth topic of Shoimrim, onto the ninth topic of Mefate. Posuk Tezvov. Mechi Yefate ish besulo asher loy oiroso v'shochavi mohoir yimhoren oloy le'isho. And if a man seduces a besula girl who is not engaged, and he lies with her, he must write her a ksuba. In other words, he must marry her. But if the girl's father refuses to give her over to this man as a wife, then the man has to pay the father the payment that you pay for being me'anes, for raping a besula, which the Torah tells us in Parshas Ki Tse'itze is 50 kesef. Says Rashi, "V'chi yefate medaber al libo ad sheshemas loy." You seduce her, you speak to her heart till you convince her and she listens to you. Namely, it's not forced; it's not an oynes; it's a mefate. V'chi targuma v'yeshadel shidul b'loshen arami kepitui b'loshen ivri. Mohor yim horeno yifsoik lo moihar kemishpat ish leishtoi, which means a ksuba. Shakoyzev lo ksuba, meaning yisoeno, you have to marry her. If the father refuses to give her to you, then the payment you pay a besula shu kotzuv set amount 50 kesef. It's a latoifes as a besula of a shrichavim a boines, one who rapes a besula. Shenemar in Parshas Ki Tse'itze v'nosan oish a shrichavim o lavi anayro 50 kesef. On to topic number 10. Posu yud zayin emecha sheifo lo yisechaye. A woman who does witchcraft, do not let her live. Women in Lavdavka, women and men are alike, but it's more common that the women should be witchcrafts. Rather, Elotumas, Bezdin has to kill her. Both of them are chayev misa, Elashadibirakosu, Behoive, Shahanoshim, Mitsuyois, Mechashvois. It was more common for women to be witchcrafts. Adkan. Topic number 10, topic number 11 in the same parsha. What's the connection between the two? I don't know. Anybody who sleeps with an animal, whether a man or a woman, is chayav misa with skila. Says Rashi, kol sheichev imehema mois yumos biskila. Roiveya kenir ba'as. Man or woman. Shekosubuem in Parshas Kedoshim Dmehem Bom, and Rashi told us above that means skilo. onto the 12th topic, Posuk Yutes. Zoveach lo Elohim yachorom bilti ladoinoi levadoi. A person who shechts an animal for a korban, for avodah zarah, is chayav miso. The only one you can bring korbanos to is only to Hashem. Says Rashi, lo Elohim lo avodah zarah. Ilu hoyo nokud leilohim with a tzere. You would have to write which god, other gods, namely avodah zarah. But achshav she'omar lo Elohim, ein tzor lefarash achirim. Because when you say lo, is the definitive, the known avodah zarah, the known Elohim, that it's also to bring korbanos to. Shekol lamedu beiza meshameshet b'roish teivo im nekudo bechataf kegoin lemelech lemidbor leir. It's inconclusive what it is. You have to explain what desert, what city, what king. Also, includes all kings. That would sound like you can't bring korbanos to Hashem either. Aval kishinukuda bepasach. Kegoin la melech, la midbor, la ir. And for our purposes, patach vekomets inyan echod binyan ze, because over here it says lo Elohim, then it means noida be is a melech medaber. It's obvious which king we're talking about from the context. Vechein lo ir, noida be is a ir medaber. Vechein lo Elohim, lo oison shehus haltam aleh mokom acher. Those that you were told elsewhere not to worship, namely, in Aser Zadi boys, lo yelocho Elohim achirim al ponai. That's the lo Elohim that this is referring to. Kayoite bo yeposik in Tehillim, en komoicho bo Elohim, lefishaloi pirash, hutzrach linoked pasach. It's the known Elohim. Yochorom means yumos. Velomo nemar yochorom. Why does it have to tell me that a person that's makriv a korban tavoy de zorah is chayiv miso? It says in Parsha Shoiftim, that was over the avodah zarah and the chayav miso. So why does it repeat it over here? Over there it just says it was over the avodah zarah. It doesn't say for which avodah you chayav miso. Not all avodah is miso. Not all avodah is chayav miso. Bo pirish l'chokan, zoveach lo Elohim yochorom. Zoveach means bringing korban, shechting. Lo imar lecho, ma zvicho avoido anasis bifnim l'shamayim. Just like shechting a korban is one of the avoidos that we do in the Beis HaMikdosh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af ani mar b'maktir, v'amenasech, if you're burning animal parts on a mizbeach or pouring wine, shein avoido is bifnim, only the avoidos that we do for Hashem inside the Beis HaMikdosh, those are the avoidos that you're chayev if you do for avodah zarah. V'chayev v'nalev l'chol avodah zarah. Bein she'darko lo'avdo bekach, bein she'ein darko lo'avdo bekach. If you do those avoidos, you're chayev even if you do it for an avodah zarah, that it's not the derech to be over that avodah zarah that way. It makes no difference. Any one of the avoidos pnim, you're chayev miso if you do it for avodah zarah. Avos shar avoido is for avoido zore. Kigoin. Hamechabed, if you sweep in front of it. Hamechabed, you put water in the air to make the dust settle. Hamechabed, hamechashik, to hug and kiss. Those avoidos are einoi bemiso, elobaz horo. It's chayev malchus, like any other lav in the Torah. On to the 13th topic. Although in the same parsha, it's a new topic. I don't know what the connection between the two are. Do not pain a ger with words, or don't cause him oinoas momoin, namely to trick him with money issues. Because you know what it feels like to be a ger. You are also a ger in Eretz Mitzrayim. If you say bad words to him, he has what to answer you also. And therefore, do not cause pain to a ger, not with words and not with momoin. Says Rashi, the ger lo yisoyna oinoas dvorim, painful words, kemoi v'ha'achalti es moinayich, es besorom, you see the word soyne, moinayich means to pain. V'lo yisil chotzenu b'gzeilas momoin, obviously you can't steal from him, but also referring to oinoas momoin, to rip someone off, to underpay or overcharge. כי גרים איסם אם הוי ניסוי, if you cause him pain, אף הוא יוכל לא אינו יסחו, ולא אמר לכו, אף אתו מגרים בוסו, מום שבכו, אל תאמר לחברכו. Something negative in you, don't tell your friend. כל לושן גר דפינישן, אודום שלא נולד באויס המדינה, was not born in that country, אלא בו ממדינה אחרת, לא גור שום. He comes from another country, so you were גרים ממצרים, and he also is a גר, he wasn't Jewish, and now he's Jewish. פוסק רופאל, if I put together as the same topic as גר לא יסנה ולא יסלחוצנו, namely, don't cause pain to the weak ones in society. פוסק רופאל, if כל אלמנו ויוסוים לא יסענון, don't pain a widow or an orphan. Says Rashi, kol almona v'yosem lo yisanun. Hu adin l'chol odom. You're not allowed to pain anybody. Elo shedibir ha-kosu b'hoive. The Torah is talking about what's more commonly done. Lefi sheim tshushei koyach. They're weak. V'dovo motzu la'an oisom. It's very easy to take advantage of them because no one's there to protect them. But of course, you can't cause pain to any yid. פוסק חובז אם עני סענוי סוי כי אם צעוי יצעק אליי שמוי אשמע צעק אוסוי. If you do pain them, the widow and the orphan, oy 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 oy, I'm threatening you, and the Torah doesn't say, I don't want to say what I'm going to do to you. Because kim yotzoi yitzak elai, if they cry out to me, shamoy eshma tzak osoy, I will hear their cries, and I will take revenge from you. Says Rashi, mani tano isoy. Harize mikro kotso is a short posuk. Gizeim, it threatened. Veloi pirash oinshoy. It doesn't say what the threat is. Kemoi, lochein kolere kain. In Parshas Bereishis, gizeim veloi pirash oinshoy. It threatened without saying what the punishment is. Avkan, im ane seano oisoy loshen gozum. Namely, threat. Kloima, soiv cholite leshelcho, you're going to get paid back. Lomo, kim tzoik yitzak elai. Eshme'enu va'anakmenu, I will hear his cries and I will take revenge. I'm not sure what Rashi means that the posuk is only threatening without saying what the threat is. The very next posuk, posuk chov gimel, let's see. That seems to be the punishment that they're going to get. Ve'choro api v'orakti eschem b'chorev v'hoyu neshechem almanois uvneichem yesoimim. Says Hashem, I will get angry and I will kill you with a sword. But a type of killing that there will be no edim to testify that you died, and therefore your wives will stay almonois, but not almonois that can get remarried because there's no edim that you died, and your children will be yesoimim, but not yesoimim that can yarsh in your fields because there's no testimony that you died. Says Rashi, v'yunashechem almonois mimashma she'onemar v'orakti yeschem einu yodea she'nashechem almonois uvneichem yesoimim. Isn't that obvious? If you're dead, your wife's an almono, and your children are yesoimim. Elo areizu klolo acheres she'yu anoshim tzurois ke'almonois chayus, live almonois that their husbands are alive, because shelo yu edim lemisas ba'aleim v'tihiyenu asuret le'inosei, they can't remarry. Ve'abonim yu soimim שלא יניחום בזדין, לירה לנכסי אביהם, they can't go down to the father's fields. ושאין יוידים אם מייסויים נשבו, or they killed, or they taken captive. So again, I don't know what Rashi means in Posuk Chobez, that the Torah threatened without saying what the punishment is. The punishment seems to be clear in Posuk Chob Gimel, אינו יודע. So just to chazer quickly what we learned today. Today we learned topics 8 through 13. Topic number 8, Shoimrim, which includes Shemechinam, Shemesocher, and Shoyel. Topic number 9, Mefate. Topic number 10 and 11, put for some reason in one parsha, Mechashefa and Sheikhev and Behema. And topics 12 and 13, also put in one parsha, a person brings a korban to Avodah Zorah, and being Me'ane, painting a ger in Almona v'Yosui. A quick chazor on the 13 topics of Parashat Mishpotim. Topic number 1, Eved Ivri Omo Ivriyo. Topic number 2, Retzicho. Topic number 3, Make Ovi Ve'imoi. Topic number 4, Goinev Ishu Mechoroi. Topic number 5, Mekalel Ovi Ve'imoi. Topic number 6, Choyvel, causing damages to a human being. Topic number 7, Momen Amazik. Topic number 8, Shoimrim. Topic number 9, Mefate. Topic number 10, Mechashef Aloi Sechaye. Topic number 11, Kol Sheichev Imehemo. Topic number 12, Zeveach lo Elohim, and topic number 13, Geo lo Yisoyne, and Almona v'yosoyim lo Yise'anun.